Jerry Bader Show, 1019. So 24/7 Wall Street put together this list. The drunkest city in every state. Which, by the way, is a good reminder if you imbibe with Thanksgiving dinner. Ask if you can sleep on the couch or do something. But if you've had too much to drink, don't drive. Not just tomorrow, but always. Okay. Excessive drinking claims the lives of tens of thousands of Americans each year and is responsible for about one in every 10 deaths among working-age adults. Alcohol abuse also takes a heavy economic toll. Recent study for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that excessive alcohol consumption then cost $250 billion in 2010. So what they did is they reviewed CDC data to identify the metro areas reporting the highest levels of binge and heavy drinking in each state. They used binge drinking, heavy drinking, and alcohol driving related deaths. And they came up with the drunkest city in each of the 50 states. Alabama is Auburn, Opelika. Of course, Auburn, well known via football. Alaska is Fairbanks. I won't go through all of them, but California is Chico. Delaware is Dover. I'm just noticing some are large metro areas, some aren't. Colorado, Fort Collins. Illinois is Bloomington. Indiana is Bloomington. They get confused all the time, by the way. Those two Bloomingtons get confused all the time. Lawrence, Kansas, Iowa City, Iowa. Seeing a number of campus towns here. Louisville, Kentucky. Louisiana. All right, what would you think Louisiana would be? I think it's obvious, is it not? New Orleans, Bourbon Street, Huma Thibodeau. Sounds like someone I graduated from school with. Well, Thibodeau was a name up north. Portland, Maine, East Lansing, Michigan, Michigan State. Massachusetts, Barnstable Town. I'm not familiar with it. Columbia, Missouri, Missoula, Montana, Lincoln, Nebraska. Again, a lot of campus towns. So we get to Wisconsin. I'm just checking a couple of the other ones here. Nashville in Tennessee. Not surprising. Seattle, Tacoma, Bellevue, major metro area in Washington. And we get to Wisconsin. I was surprised. I would have bet heavy money on Madison. It's not Madison. I then also would have bet heavy money on Oshkosh. They are considered the two big campus party towns. Sloshkosh, as it's often referred to. Earl and I, proud. Are we proud alums? We're alums. Are we proud alums? The first year when I lived in North Scott Hall, the T-shirt was North Scott, a 10-story high. Only partial attendee. You didn't graduate? I was unaware of that. I have class of 83-ish, December 83. Second semester, junior year. But even that, it was known. So you were, how many St. Paddy's Days were you there for? None. The year before I got there was the last year before they moved it over spring break. The old green car tipping. Nope, not Oshkosh. According to this study, the drunkest city in Wisconsin is also the drunkest city in America. Green Bay. I have lived in Green Bay. I have lived in Oshkosh. I have not lived in Madison. Boy. Earl's factoring in that how many times a year over at 1265 Lombardi Avenue. Well, yeah, I mean, you have to. Green Bay is the heaviest drinking metro area in both Wisconsin and the U.S. some 26.5% of area adults drink excessively, compared to 24.5% of adults in Wisconsin. So it's close, a 2 percentage point difference, and 18% of adults nationwide. Despite widespread alcohol abuse in the metro area, adults in Green Bay report fewer mentally or physically unhealthy days per month on average than is typical nationwide. As is often the case in heavy drinking areas, alcohol-impaired driving appears to be a considerable problem in Green Bay. The metro area is only one of five nationwide where more than half of all driving deaths involve alcohol. Yeah, I don't think, Earl, they include OWI arrests. They do include alcohol-related driving deaths. Boy, here's what I will admit. I mean, Wisconsin as a whole has a drinking problem. Other states rival us, though, and I don't even know that we're the worst in the nation. Does any other state in the nation, though, have the law that allows parents to buy minor children alcohol? I think we're alone on that, aren't we? I mean, we have an alcohol-heavy culture. There's no doubt about that. And I don't travel a lot, but if you travel, once they monitor your drinking habits and your upper Midwestern twang, they will usually guess Wisconsin. I think that's a fair appraisal. There's no doubt in my mind that as a state, we do have more of a heavy drinking problem than a lot of other states. Maybe we just have an oral obsession. We have an obesity problem, too. Of course, that could be all the cheese and sausage, but, you know, I'm not a doctor, so I can't say that for sure. Could also be the beer. You know, I've often thought about this. So if you think of the three major metro areas, or in the upper Midwest, Chicago, Minnesota, and Milwaukee. Okay? Let's leave Detroit out for a moment. Those cities were built around food staples. Do you know what Minneapolis was built around? General Mills, grain, wheat. Cereal. Chicago. You should know this one. Chicago. Hog butcher to the world. Absolutely. Slaughtering animals. Pig and beef. Oh, yeah. And Milwaukee. Milwaukee beer. So we had you covered. Bread in Minneapolis, meat from Chicago, and beer from Milwaukee. All, of course, using bodies of water. In the case of Milwaukee and Chicago Lake Michigan. River water, of course, in Minneapolis. But for whatever reason, Wisconsin, and then Western Wisconsin, Leinenkugel, we had the German heritage, beer all over the place. That was a big part of it, the German heritage. So it really is in our heritage, the whole drinking thing. And we do have to recognize, and I've never doubted that Wisconsin has a drinking problem. So I'm not surprised that it has the metro area that is the drunkest city in America. I just have a really hard time believing that Green Bay tops out Madison in that regard. Coming up after the news, we're going to have a follow-up to the conversation about the new school report cards that are out. And yesterday we had the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty's Will Flanders. MacIver Institute has done some of their own deep digging into those statistics, particularly looking at the performance of public schools and choice schools in the Milwaukee Racine areas, where there have been active choice programs, particularly Milwaukee, for decades now. And what does the latest report card say about the efficacy of that program in comparison to the public schools in Wisconsin? The System McIver Institute's done some deep digging on that, and we will hear from them after the news and then squeeze in whatever I can squeeze in this day before Thanksgiving, after the news. Last one out, given this town lots to talk about. Earl.
They don't know. People say I got a drinking problem. That ain't no reason to stop. People saying that I've hit rock bottom. Just cause I'm living on the rocks.
Jerry Bader Show.